The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Hi, this is Ron Kinsherf, and welcome to God at Work with Chaplain Carla Green. And godatwork.live is your new website. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit what you're trying to accomplish with God at Work?
Sure. So I want to actually get the message out that we can have amazing work life and we can take our Christianity into the workplace and create more purpose, create more just fulfillment out of it. And so there's learning, there's, counseling if people want to know how to do more of it, coaching, I mean, and coursework as well for how to even be a chaplain yourself with inside of your workplace.
And it's God at Work, and it's the word AT, right?
Yes.
godatwork.live, and right. Your email address and stuff like that is on there if they want to contact
that's
you
right.
to become, it's almost like a community, right?
Yes. That's correct.
Well, is bringing God into work or bringing your faith into work, being a Christian to work, a detriment or is it an advantage for people?
You know, there was a time when I would have said it's probably a detriment because everybody feels like if you proclaim your Christianity within the workplace, then you have to act right all the time. And so all eyes are on you. There's a target on your back. But that's kind of a scarcity mindset, I think. But instead, when you look at it from, because I'm a Christian, I carry God's presence and I try to have the mind of Christ so then I can come in and have amazing solutions for my workplace. It actually should, wouldn't it be amazing if employers actually looked for people who were Christians because they knew that they would do more, they could take on more responsibility, that they could trust them more. And so I think that's what's possible is that even the life of Joseph in Genesis 37, like everywhere he was put, whether it was prison or in Potiphar's house, like he moved it forward. He was so trusted that he even became second in command of Egypt. And it was because of his relationship with God. And that's the way it should be. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
So from the employee perspective, bringing God to work, being a Christian at work, is to bring just the standard day-to-day attitude that you would have as a Christian.
Right. So like that everything is like, you know, you don't take one of the things that we even talked about before this is that, you know, we don't look at adversity as personal, but it's as, you know, we look at problems as opportunities instead of always getting us down. It's how can we make this better? How can we align it with what God's doing? Or how can we bring encouragement into places that are dark and depressing or people's lives that are having trouble?
So there's two different avenues in work. Generally, you have jobs where you deal with people and jobs where you deal with things, for
sure.
Example, if you're on assembly line or things along those lines. So how would your mindset, that Christian mindset, I think I understand the part where you're dealing with people on
sure.
But what about those who do not deal with people on a standard basis?
No, I think that's a great question because I think a lot of people, you know, kind of understand the people part of it. And but when we're on an assembly line or we're creating things
or fixing things, yeah.
Right. So we're solving problems for people. Ultimately, the user is the person. We have access to God who knows absolutely everything about everything. He's brilliant, right?
Because
he's God. And so we can bring kingdoms, like heaven solutions to earth when we are channeled into how do we solve this problem? Like how do we create things, you know, better, cheaper, faster, and that are for our clients. And so we can bring those types of problem solving into the workplace when we're dealing with things.
What about those who... there are jobs where you don't, you know, if you're changing someone's oil, you know, that's going to affect something, you know, obviously that person's car and vehicle. But if you're, I'm trying to think, oh, washing dishes, let's say,
sure.
Things along those lines where you're really in the back end and don't, I guess the way you treat your fellow employees could be a factor in this. But those jobs can tend to be bring you down because it's so, but you need that job.
Right. And so
you see her coming from there?
No, I do. I see it as like nobody sees me doing this. So how does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind
correct,
of thing.
Right.
But that isn't that what integrity is how you act when nobody's looking as well. And so and we talked a little bit about integrity, but but it says in, I think it's Colossians, that everything we do, we should do for the glory of God. And so even if it's for that audience of one, and it's, God's the only one watching us, you know, how are we doing it? Are we cheerful? I mean, you see those people that are out that you think nobody's even paying attention to them, and they're singing and they're happy, and mm-hmm. they're like, how could you be happy? Like, there's a guy over in Springfield that works at Culver's and hands food to people, and he's just so happy. Like, and I'm like, seriously, I want to give you a tip every time I see you, because he just is exuding joy. And so even when you have an audience of one who is God, it's enough.
What about from the employer perspective of this? So you mentioned that they should be, and I don't think they can actually ask this, are you a Christian?
They can't.
But how can that employer encourage people to bring that attitude? And again, it doesn't have mm-hmm. to be necessarily something along the lines of, you know, bring your Christian attitude to work, but, you know, it's integrity. How can the employer do that without it being overwhelming? Does that make sense?
Saying,
hey, I want you to be a Christian at work, something along those lines.
Well, sure. I don't know that I mean, it's kind of awkward to say, I want you to be a Christian at work.
Right.
But I would say I welcome, whether we're going to pray about it or whatever. Like, I think it's, are you having that. I don't know.
I guess it could be just bringing, the integrity part of it, I think, is key, because you spend half your day, basically, your waking day, at your job.
Right.
Or jobs.
Right.
And that's kind of overwhelming when you think about it, that if you want to lead a good Christian life, half of that day you're spent either with other people or working for other people or behind the scenes doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, remarkable when you think about that. That's kind of the seed of this podcast, is
right.
How do you integrate that Christian life?
It is
whether you're a boss or an employee.
Yeah, and I think, it's hard. I mean, in the day where you're always, worried about offending everybody or saying the wrong thing to employers or whatever, I think, when you hear that glimpse of it, of there's always people giving little clues away, whether it's they went to church or, I'll pray for you about that, or, you can always tell. I think you can encourage that as an employer of, just more of whatever they're doing that you see. Like, it's always about accentuating what you like in somebody, right? So, like, I see that you're doing this, or you added an extra measure of care to somebody. Like, I really appreciate you doing that. Or, wow, you could have been upset about that, but you totally showed them grace.
Mm-hmm.
So using those types of cues to get into that relationship where you know what your employees can and will or want to do. I mean, a lot of times in the organization I work for, we will pray for clients. And so when we hire people, we'll say, we don't need you to pray for people, but we need you to be comfortable to offer it to our clients if they're wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sometimes bridges the gap of, most everybody's been okay with it, even though it might not be their cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're spending so much time. How can you set your Christianity aside? I know we kind of live in a world of separation of church and state kind of mentality, sacred versus secular. And I think that's such a disservice to our mindset to go, we have to put something aside when we do that, we risk our work becoming an idol instead of working for God and mm-hmm. to the glory of Him. So whether it's I'm working for money, or I'm working for recognition, or I'm a workaholic to escape
right.
something, if you don't bring that Christian aspect in and have God speak into it, then you risk it becoming the exact opposite of what you intended your whole life to be if you're a Christian.
Yeah, and again, I think it gets back to just being a good person
mm-hmm.
and treating people the way you want to be treated.
Right.
I think a lot is a lot of what you're saying right there, right?
I mean, yes. And I mean, a lot of times we don't expect much anymore in this world because
right.
it's been so harsh. And so it's, how do you even surprise people by going the extra measure?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you really expect and see in the kind words? And just as an example, I just came from my work now, and I was talking to somebody who is in advanced stages of cancer, and we do estate planning, as you know, and he was making sure everything was in order so when he passes that everything will be good for his family. And at the end of the conversation, he shared, what you guys do there matters to mm-hmm. what to us. Like, you have been there in the most devastating of times. And so he has seen that Christian love without necessarily like us overtly praying mm-hmm. for him, or because I'm not even sure he's a man of faith.
Right.
And so I think that's what it is. It's how can you show love in all these different kinds of ways, whether it's going the extra mile, putting your, you know, doing things for people that they don't necessarily expect, you know, like working beyond your job description,
right.
You know, not just other duties as assigned, but what is expected of you as being that.
Or being a human, basically,
being a
right.
human yeah. and just giving people encouragement that just need a word or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's how do you do more?
And I've been thinking the whole time we're talking about this is that's a good way for advancement within that position also, if you're looking yeah. to do the extra thing, or if you ask your employer, hey, is there anything else I could be doing? I've got the dishes done, or, you know, anything along those lines.
And, right.
It just being open to those type of ideas and feelings and thoughts. So what about those who say you have to leave work at work and home at home? Does that play into this at all?
I have always had a very hard time doing that. I don't know what that means, actually, because I don't know how. I have never been able to successfully, like, parse those things out. I mean, I think there's a risk of if you take work at home all the time and your family is at risk of having what they need. But I think being available, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't necessarily like that whole division, but at the same time, there needs to be balance, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a relationship with God and he's at work and he's at home, it's all just going to flow.
Right.
And I think I have always found that more things get done if I am praying about it, or if I know that he's got me. Like, even, I mean, how many times do you go to bed at night thinking about what you need to do the next day and you can't sleep? And, you know, even for me, it's a Holy Spirit, if I need to think about, I mean, I just automatically go to prayer. Holy Spirit, if I need to think about this, remind me in the morning. I don't need to be up tonight.
Right.
And he will always bring those things to my mind. He's never failed me in that. And so, like, having that ongoing, continuous prayer and relationship, I think benefits your home so you can be more present, because that's what he wants for you as well.
So it is the Easter season, and at God at Work, our next edition of this podcast, we'll talk about the Easter season and mm-hmm. how that plays into being an employee and your yes. attitude at work.
Exactly.
Right. So Carla Green, thank you very much. And
thank you.
It's God at Work. You can find it at a website, God at Work, all spelled out, .live. And it's basically a community you form to bring faith to the workplace.
That's right. Thank you.
All right.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.